Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I wanted to talk to you guys about this on the first pick, but we got bigger fish to fry. We got a much more pressing issue to do for the first pick in about 30 minutes. But this, it might be the biggest sports weekend in Las Vegas history.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Golden Knights tonight. NASCAR tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. UFC tomorrow. What am I missing?
Rugby Sevens.
Rugby Sevens.
Yeah.
Oh my God, last night at Fremont Street.
Parade of Nations?
I host the Parade of Nations. Ah. Yeah, it's completely over the top. Ridiculousness.
That's fun.
And people were... There were more people there early than I can remember seeing. And they were drunker last night. It was awesome. So, and there's no wrong answer here, because I see the upside to all of them. If you've got to pick one this weekend, you can only go to one.
Gotcha.
Which one do you go to?
Vegas Golden Knights.
Even though you go to like the 20 games, 30 games?
Yeah, I'm invested.
But there's only one Rugby Sevens. There's only one. Have you been to Rugby Sevens yet?
Yeah.
Dang, and still, it's still Golden Knights.
No, and Rugby,
it, yeah.
Rugby
Golden Knights.
It really feels like there is a wrong answer, but...
Only because, and this is, I'll just tell this for truth as well. I know how much you like to drink.
Yeah.
And so,
and the Rugby Sevens party is fun. And everybody from different countries, and they are just not only pounding them back, but just having a great time. But I still would rather go to the Knights tonight.
Okay. I got you. Sure. You can pick one, Kayla.
Rugby Sevens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, those guys are so hot and they're so fun. The best part is, I know some of the rugby songs that they sing. So every once in a while, the bus went out, and I'm like, yes, I know that one. And I stick with them.
Lasso.
Yeah, probably Knights, for sure.
Even though you can go anytime.
Yeah. The Knights. I mean, they're undefeated.
I think that's awesome.
They're not undefeated, but, you know.
Yeah, they're undefeated.
Maybe not undefeated, but, you know, they're doing good.
They're doing good. Davey?
Rugby Sevens all the way. A, it's the closest location to my house.
Yeah.
And B, it's just a good time. I mean, I went once a few years back, and it was awesome. Yeah, it's a good time.
You?
Yeah. Oh, NASCAR.
Yeah,
NASCAR.
Knew it, yeah.
And it's because that's my heart. I mean, right. But I love Rugby Sevens. It would be a tough. And honestly, it depends. How good are my tickets for UFC?
Oh, true.
How good are my seats for UFC? And then you look at that and you go, oh, God, wait a minute. It's just a great. I'm glad we don't have to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you don't have to choose. Go to a bunch of them. In fact, literally, if you played it right, you could go to all of them.
I'm literally trying to dabble in all of them. I don't think I'll make the Golden Knights game, but I think I got rugby today, UFC tomorrow, and then obviously NASCAR. I'll be coming to NASCAR on Sunday.
Cool.
So 3 out of 4, I'll take that. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a solid weekend. Well, and you could go home. You could actually go home on Saturday and watch the replay you could just go home straight from rugby. Watch UFC.
Yeah.
Or did you already say you were going to watch?
I'm going to go to UFC. I'm not going to go to the Golden Knights game tonight.
There's too much to keep track of.
Yeah.
I'm just listening.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Along with everything else going on, we got a lot of cash to give away today.
Wow.
A lot of cash. Let's start with the big fat bribe. How does it work?
Starting at 6:30, we're going to give you a code word and then a number to text it to. Actually, it's 72881 if you want to get your phone ready right now. And then all you do is text that number, keyword in, and you're in for $1,000.
How much trouble do I get in if I give them the code word now?
I don't know.
I know, right? See, like, what difference does it make? I give it to them now. If I give it to them now,
there,
so what?
There may be something in the rules that says you can't give it before a certain time.
Yeah, you know what? We got this new company now.
You never know, man.
You never.
CBS cares.
Well, Chet Buchanan Show, CBS. We care.
Yeah.
We care. And the new company cares, too. We just don't have anything that says Entercom. We don't have anything like that.
Dave, you do like an insert.
I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad. Yeah.
Intercom.
That was dead on. Nice job. Your Trump and your show killer are coming along nicely.
I'm the greatest. Yeah. My Trump. My Trump devolves into Arnold Schwarzenegger really quick.
All you need are like four words, though.
My Trump goes into Arnold Schwarzenegger
very quick.
I become Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then Spence's challenge today. Man, I'm not lying. I print out a thing. We kind of make a roadmap for the show every day. That's my job. And I got to print a thing out. Every day I got to update the totals. Dude, 43 in a row. That's nothing to sneeze at. What'd you say, the fifth longest streak?
Yeah, confirmed. Fifth the longest. 47 was the fourth longest.
God, wow. Dang, next week. So if you can get through next week.
Yeah, it'll be right up there in the top three. I've got to get to 56.
Bro.
I'm down. I
100.
Study every night, man.
100.
I'm ready to do it. I want to get to 500, and we're on schedule to hit the 500th win on March 12th.
But you will get into this little thing where you start manifesting a loss. You do. You start going, well, I'm going to lose, and then I can tell, and you lose focus.
What's funny is I don't. I study the same way every night, but it's bound to happen. Because here's the thing. The last week, listeners have gotten a total of three answers correct.
Yes, yeah, that's not even going to beat you regular day. Yeah.
So when they go, how do you win? Well, I have to get two.
Last night at Rugby Sevens, I wish I could remember her name. His name is Tristan. Her name and their last name is Bailey. I can't remember her name. Maybe her name is Bailey. I don't know. But anyway, she was like, well, I want to call in for Spence's challenge, but I don't want to lose. And I go, you know how you can fix that. And she's like, how? Like, I'm going to give her the, like, I'm giving her the combination to the safe.
Yeah.
Like, just go in there and take whatever you want. I'm giving her the key to just walk into the store and loot the place. She's so expected. She's ready for the knowledge that I'm about to hand down. I told her to study.
Yeah.
And she goes, what do you mean? And I'm like,
read some stuff.
Yeah, and that's literally what I said. Read some stuff. And that's because that's all. I go, look, I've got four places that I go. And this is truth. And I've said this on the air before, so it's not like I'm giving Spence, like I'm tipping my hand. I literally have four places that are kind of kitchen catch-alls for news stories.
Sure.
I have four of them that I go to. I rotate them, or I don't. Sometimes one of them will have all five questions. Sometimes I got to go mining for gold somewhere else. But it's just not that tough.
No, and I just have it. I'll send an Instagram of it. I have a list of notes I make that pop out to me on the sites I go to, and I write them down, and I try to memorize them. And it's
and a lot of times you write stuff down. Well. Does he have his notes in front of him? It's cheating. No, there's no rule against it. You can have your notes in front of you
exactly.
as well. Please do.
Yeah.
Salty Dan has done it forever, and he's what, 0-5?
Yeah, he's never.
Whatever.
He's got no shot.
0-47 kind of thing.
I don't know why I'm taking shots at Salty Dan. He's a good man, and he loves this show, and we love him back.
But yes, to go back to your main point about cash, so if you beat me today, it's $1,948. That's significant.
Yes, sir.
And then if you win the big fat bribe on top of that, you're walking away with $2,948.
Is that a house payment for you?
Oh, it's more than a house payment 1948? For me.
No, I just didn't know.
Oh, yeah, way more. It's probably double a house payment.
That's right. That's right on house payment for me. Right about.
That gives me a car payment, too.
Does it?
Yeah, I bought my house at a good time. For real. The only good thing, the only smart financial thing I've ever done in my life.
Davey, what do you do with $2,000?
Oh, geez.
I mean, essentially, it's $2,000.
Yeah, I would pay my bills ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
But what bills? How many bills?
I'd go mortgage and then all the monthly stuff, like utilities. And then whatever I had extra, I just put in the savings and then work ahead for the next month.
Oh, you know why I realized that's a mortgage payment for me? Because I pay ahead. I round it off and I pay ahead. No, you're right. That's way more than a mortgage payment.
Yep.
It's way more than a mortgage payment. Well, so see?
Yep.
We'll change a life today. Why not?
Go.
Heck yeah.
All we have to do is get Spence to screw up. Awesome. Get up!
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
And welcome to what may be the greatest day of Kayla Jo Walker's life.
Really?
Because it's Friday?
Yes. And in addition, Big Fat Bribe.
Yes.
Big Fat Spencer's Challenge.
Yeah, Big Fat.
Honestly, a Big Fat first pick coming up in just a minute. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are one of those twisted individuals, of which there are many, like our sister Kayla Jo Walker, Dr. Pimple Popper is coming to television, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
yeah. Dr. Pimple Popper is coming to television. Because we're happy. Dr. Pimple Popper is going, that's all she does. She pops pimples and, well, describe it.
She does other things. She's a cyst. She's a dermatologist. Yeah. And she has, and she
became
super.
Because what is a cyst? It's a big pimple. That's all it is.
She does a lot of stuff. She's a dermatologist, and she just shoots videos of herself getting getting blackheads and popping cysts,
showing you smaller pimples.
Yeah, and showing you techniques on how to get everything. Oh, it's
and
awesome.
Kayla is the first person. It's so funny because Kayla is the first person to go over anything.
Yeah,
over anything, and she loves. In fact, if you notice in one of our show meetings that might go a little long. In one of our show meetings, it might go a little long. If you see Kayla over in the corner with her phone and kind of, you know she's ventured off into Dr. Pimple Popper land.
Well, yeah.
And we've lost her for the rest of the show meeting.
I get lost because I do follow her on Twitter. And so I'll look at my Twitter timeline and like for some creative ideas, maybe I'm like, oh, look at that popped up or whatever. But then she'll get in my timeline and I'm like, oh, I haven't seen this one yet.
Yeah, right. And then boom, she's gone and we've lost her forever. And by the way, do you know what the new show is happening this summer on TLC? And do you know what it's going to be called?
No, I haven't seen the title yet for it.
Dr. Pimple Popper. Unbelievable. What are you going to do? Shocking.
This is the coolest thing ever. I'm telling you, Kim Kardashian even likes Dr. Pimple Popper. They reference it on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You lost me there now. No, you lost.
That's how cool this is.
I'm waiting for the spinoff where they somehow combine little people with pimple popping.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure. Dr. Little Pimple Popper.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, why
that's
not?
That's the show I'm watching. With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Can you invite exes to the wedding? Just on the first blush of it. Can you invite exes to the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. You're fine.
Why?
I mean, obviously, don't invite someone that, you know, you still might have feelings for. But, like, if it's I guarantee you, if I ever got married, I'd invite my high school boyfriend, who's my last, like, serious. We dated for 3.5 years, so.
I like how.
No freaking way.
Buddy and I hung out with them all Christmas break time.
Totally different.
When we visited my family back in Florida, I hung out with him, like, 3 times.
I like the way you said it, though, with the little laugh. And it was like, ugh. I'm so much more mature than you. Of course you can invite them.
Idiots.
No way, man. Anyone you can't invite no exes. Yes.
Anyone who disagrees with me is a lesser human.
Yes, lesser human. Tell me why you can't invite exes.
It's ridiculous for you to think otherwise.
Dude. No. That's why they're exes.
I don't understand why can't... That was a part of your life and you want to share... with people who have been a part of your life, so why can't you invite them to your wedding?
I'm just not that mature. I'm just not.
Apparently.
You know what I mean?
I think, okay. Boy, I think we may be blowing up this bit, but whatever. It's Friday, what do we care? No, but seriously, we really might be. But I think that's... Remember in math class when they'd have if and only if, so it was IFF?
Yeah.
So this can happen if and only if something else happens. I think that is different that you guys have already hung out with your ex. Like, Buddy has already hung out with your ex. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get
it. They already have established friendships, so I couldn't invite Ben to my wedding if Buddy had never met him.
Yeah, I think that's slippery then. Because you don't have a chance. Buddy doesn't have a chance to assess what you're, whether you're still hooking up with this guy or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Buddy doesn't have a chance to look at you in the eye and look him in the eye. And by the way, man tuition's a real thing.
I give it to you.
Trademark 2018, Chet Buchanan. man tuition. That, you know, you can look at your girl and you can look at the guy and know if they would still do it if they were left alone to their own devices.
All right.
Don't you think?
Yeah, if it's that close, though, obviously, and that kind of an ex, then no way, man. You can't invite him.
How come?
Because you've got the man tuition that says they might do it, that there's still an attraction.
Right, but even if you hung out, like,
oh,
like
exes,
like Kayla's situation.
No, none.
She's inviting the ex.
It's got to be so far removed via years. So I understand that one. That's high school. So I'm fine with that. But anything closer than that, no.
I don't know. High school's when it's super hot.
Yeah, but that's...
And it was 3 years. 3 years!
True. But yeah. You realize after you grow up a little bit that wasn't that big a deal. It was high school.
So I can't, like, invite my college boyfriend either.
No! Especially not the college boyfriend. That's where you did stuff.
Yeah, you experimented with...
Jokes on you.
Thank you. Experimented was the word. Yeah, yeah, experimented was the word.
But your high school girlfriend, she's welcome.
Okay, good.
Buddy will be cool with it.
Davey?
No way on the ex. I would... If I was getting married this year, none of my exes would be there. And at my wedding, there was no exes.
No,
on either part, on either side.
It wasn't even a consideration,
yeah,
was it?
It wasn't even talked about. Not even discussed. Not even brought up.
Well, I'm glad we were able to discuss
that. You guys are cold, man.
No, I'm not having... I'm just not.
I just look at exes as like a very, very important part of your life. Like that taught you stuff in your relationship, whether you want to admit it or not. So why not share in your joy with the people that kind of made you who you were?
Well, no wonder I couldn't find the email. I was looking in the wrong place. I was looking in the wrong email. Dang it. Multiple emails. Idiot. 702-364-9898. Tickets to the Mob Museum and Crime Lab Experience. Up for grabs. Tickets to UNL Vino in April for the Grand Tasting. That's a good one.
Yes.
Tickets for Wrinkle in Time. Also a good one. For our advanced screening that Kayla will be at.
Yep.
Tuesday?
Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. Tickets. VIP tickets. To our Variety Salutes Hollywood big viewing party. Brendan Theaters at the Palms. You walk the red carpet. You get an open bar. You know why? Because you're VIP. You get food from DW Bistro. You know why? Because you're VIP.
Heck yeah.
All of that for your choosing at 702-364-9898. Can you invite your ex to your wedding?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, boy, there's some good calls that are against your theory on this, Kayla.
Okay.
Just so you know, there's good, like, it's well thought out. I found the email. I'm getting married to the love of my life. On November 17th, we're getting our invite list together, and I noticed that my fiance put two of his ex-girlfriends on the list. I asked him why he did that. He said, because we're still friends, we see each other, and they're happy for me. He goes, and she says, yes, I do realize that they meet for coffee on occasion. That's not a big deal. However, neither of them have ever found anyone else. They constantly text and call my fiance as well. He dated the one woman for 3 years through college. And the other one for 2 years after he graduated. We've been together for 2 years. I think he needs to put them in the past and move on. I am unhappy with this. But he says it's no big deal. I would never invite my exes to the wedding. Am I being crazy or do you think I'm being fair? Can you give me a P1 score? Instead, I figured we'd spotlight it here with the first pick. 702-364-9898. Joanna, you say absolutely not.
Good morning.
Hi.
I said absolutely not, unless you're doing it to rub it in their face. Which
this...
I totally did.
I did so much better than you.
Yeah. You did what?
I totally invited them and friended them on Facebook so that they'd see all my pictures, how happy I was, how great it was.
Oh, you're evil. That's great.
Hey, you broke up with me.
Uh-huh.
funny.
I like that.
Wow.
And it's evil and devious.
Yeah.
Sinister, nefarious, and all the other words. Yeah. Serena, you say absolutely no. And why? Because this is brilliant.
Because I don't need my drunk ex getting up and trying to give a toast, going, hey, I'll never forget that time behind the dorm building in college. You gotta like throw the bouquet at him and go and try to cover your grandma's ears. You don't need that at your wedding.
Brilliant. Yep. You don't need
who
somebody
are your
thinking
exes.
Yeah, but you know where there somebody will think that they need to have their moment and then they backfire it on you. Cause then all of a sudden they do decide that they've got feelings. All of a sudden they get there. All of a sudden this Ben guy goes, wow, look at her. She went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She's look at how great she's doing.
She's met the love of her life.
She's been working out.
Yeah, sure.
Man.
She looks real good and white.
God, what was I thinking? What was I doing?
See, I find stuff like that. I'm not doing it to their face, but if he gets up and says something, I'd probably just laugh and go, ah,
but you are, but you are the queen of when we take these things, you take the real life situation and go, hey, let's go to fantasy land for a minute. What if this weird thing happened over here? You know, it could happen.
Yeah.
Or if Ben, or the other side, I don't even know this Ben. But if Ben's out there in the middle of the dance floor and some, you know, and Ed Sheeran comes on, perfect, and you and Buddy are dancing, and all of a sudden Ben realizes that he still loves you and starts crying. That's embarrassing.
I don't think it would happen,
you
but
giggle because that's possible.
I do, okay.
Stephanie, is it okay to invite the ex to the wedding or no?
Yeah, I think it is because we need to take a look at what if they have kids. You know, when you have kids, I think it's important because when they all show up together, it shows what a healthy relationship is for the kids.
Sure, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different story. My first wife, when I married her, her baby daddy showed up.
Okay. And you were cool with it.
Oh, yeah. He and I were great friends. I also know, and he tried to talk me out of marrying her. So that's how I knew it was cool.
Yeah.
He tried to warn me off, and damn it, I should have listened.
But he was the father of one of the kids, so yeah okay. I get that.
Yeah. But, if you're married and you have kids, or, you know, you guys were married and you had kids, because then you have to co-parent. So the kids need to know that those are their parents.
Sure. That's not this situation, though. That's not...
No, I know. This situation.
Stephanie, I'm going to stop you right there. Hang on just a second. I'm going to stop you right there because that doesn't apply to this argument. Right?
But it's awkward,
because there are no kids.
If you have a friend group and you don't invite one person because that person happens to be your ex, then all 15 of your best friends are there except for that one person. It looks very obvious.
But in this case, the bride is very unhappy about this. The bride has said that she's not happy that he's invited two of the exes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that's honestly, that's number one.
And I don't want to, you can't contradict yourself because you've said in the past, whatever the bride wants.
Yeah, it's true. Bride law does trump all. So.
Well, she can contradict.
Obviously, yeah.
So are you changing your vote?
I still say you can vote, but if the bride gets what the bride wants, so...
And that is your rule.
Yeah,
that is the one that trumps everything. You got a case.
It literally trumps everything. What about every law
okay.
on the planet.
Flip this situation. I don't mean to extend this out, but I'm going to. Flip this situation. What if it is Kayla and Buddy? And Kayla goes, I'm inviting Ben. And Buddy goes, I'm not comfortable with this. But now bride rule trumps all. So now you have an upset groom. And you just, yeah, that's how it works.
Bride law.
Yeah, it is bride law. Yeah, you have an upset groom. Yeah, too bad.
That's how it goes.
Kind of how it works, man.
Get used to it.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So let's talk all things Oscars since they are this Sunday, including what's in that crazy awesome $100,000 swag bag that every single person gets when you go to the Oscars.
Do you have an explanation, Warren?
I want to tell you what happened.
Oh, okay. we'll let Kayla do that in a minute.
Speaking of, let's talk about it right now. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway will have a second chance at announcing this year's Best Picture at the Oscars.
Yeah.
If you recall, this happened last year.
I want to tell you what happened.
Oh, I just, in my pants...
I opened the envelope, and it said, Emma Stone, La La Land. That's why I took such a long look at Faye and at you, I wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, you were funny. That
Thank
was
you very
funny.
Much. Thank yeah. you very much.
Wow, this is...
This is Moonlight, the best picture.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Oscar insiders have confirmed that the two were spotted at LA's Dolby Theater yesterday, where they ran through their lines multiple times. But honestly, I don't understand why they're like making them go through the lines a bunch of times. That wasn't his fault. He was handed the wrong envelope and didn't know what to do.
The lines. It had nothing to do with the lines.
Gotta cover your bases.
Did they get rid? Did they end up getting rid of those guys, the two that were in charge of the envelopes?
No. I don't know that they're back involved with Oscar, but nobody. Part of it was he was, you know, taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
And doing social media.
That's right.
So he got a little unfocused. So they said no, none of that this year, no phones.
Okay.
You know, they just kind of tighten.
I'm just glad that the shuttle from the Shady Hills retirement home is going to be able to make it to the Dolby Theater in time for both fans.
How did it get there, Warren?
I wanted to tell you what happened.
Okay, in a minute. Go sit down.
All right, so you guys want to know what's in this Oscar swag bag? It's worth more than $100,000 this year, and you'll find trips to Greece, Zanzibar, Hawaii, and Tanzania, a diamond necklace, and a 23andMe genetic testing kit. The bag also keeps with the Hollywood stereotypes, and it's offering personal training sessions, weight loss supplements, and a, quote, gum rejuvenation dental appointment, and a bunch of skincare procedures.
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I heard pepper spray.
Yeah, I heard that too.
And there was one other.
It's a test for roofies in your drinks.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. The roofies.
Yeah.
Can you imagine taking like a little litmus thing and putting it in your drink, and it's blue. Who did this?
Yeah. Then you go, wait, who did this? Roll back the tape. See if anybody's dropping stuff.
Wait a minute, Warren, you were just here.
I wanted to tell you what happened.
I know what happened.
You.
This isn't the 70s, Warren.
Right.
So huge news came out yesterday. Taylor Swift has confirmed it.
I wanted to tell you what happened.
That's not Taylor Swift. I'm just joking. That's Warren Beatty trying to get involved again.
Hey, guys. This is a Reputation Stadium Tour update.
By the way, I told you yesterday, sources close to the Chet Buchanan Show. No, she wasn't my source.
Hey, guys, this is a Reputation Stadium Tour update, and I've been wanting to tell you this for a really long time, but the opening acts on the Reputation Stadium Tour will be Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello. So I'm really excited. I hope you are, too, and I can't wait to see you. Can't wait to see them. Really excited just about the whole thing in general.
No truth to the rumor that part of the contract is Camila must give up her firstborn to Taylor as part of the deal.
I don't know that.
No, I got to be honest. Charlie XCX is the one who should be really happy about this.
That's the Kayla Report.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sorry, I realized I've loaded so much stuff because we've really got to give the full backstory to this one more time that I didn't have any room for anything else. I didn't have any room for the Jeff Buchanan Show. You know, I didn't have any room for all of that.
Yeah.
Because the story goes all the way back, and I even don't have the part where Moog first came in and played the tuba with Davey the Show Killer. It started out stupid stuff that your parents made you do during the holidays. Yep. And Davey talked about how he had to play the violin. And Moog came in and said, yeah, I had to play the tuba. And then we talked about Moog being a band geek. And all that kind of stuff. And Davey and Moog did a duet.
Exactly.
On the violin and the tuba. And then we find out that Stacy, who had matched with Moog on Tinder, but nothing ever came of it, then she called in and tells her story.
There's a little bit of backstory that I don't think I've really told you guys or many people about when I wrote in. But I was driving to Boulder City, and I was listening to the show. I was not really expecting it, but I was driving, I was on the highway and listened, and it was literally like a feeling kind of overcame me of like, oh my gosh, like I need a message. And I pulled off the highway at a Starbucks, ran into the Starbucks because I was running late, messaged you guys and was like shaking, and then jumped back in my car, didn't even buy anything at Starbucks.
Okay, never tell that again. No, that's total creepy. That's total stalker status. Never tell that story again.
I just felt like I needed to, and then it went on my way, but it worked out.
No, it's adorable.
Very sweet, yes.
It's very sweet. Are you kidding? All off of this.
Yeah!
So then we brought Moog and Stacey in together to see if they could make beautiful music. And we couldn't find a tuba that day, so Moog came up with a trumpet. But this is Stacey plays the flute, obviously.
Aww.
And you know my favorite part of this is the key change that hits right here. I love that. I don't know why I love that so much. And then here's Moog. Beautiful music together. There's no two ways about it. So we took them on a date to our favorite place, Juan's Flaming Fajitas. We're never going to get to pay off for Jill now.
We're supposed to do that.
We were supposed to do quintuple date or whatever it is with Jill. Oh, we'll have to get him back. We'll have to get him to come back for vacation or something and pay this off. But after the first date, we have not played these clips in a long time. It was obvious that there was spark, even just watching them from across the restaurant like stalkers. You could tell there was chemistry.
Hell, the first day they were in here, we talked about
back
this.
Back to this, yeah.
Stacey had looked at Moog like, where have you been all my life? It was the sweetest. I'm not a romantic guy, and I picked up on it.
Yeah, back to this day. But yeah, she looked at him like that, and that was it. And we knew, and then...
All right, so how'd it go?
Yeah, it went great. We had a lot of fun. We talked about a lot of stuff.
What did you learn that you didn't think you would know?
What did I learn that I didn't think I would know? That she gets in a lot of car accidents, which is kind of terrifying. I think I'll drive when we go out again, which I think will happen.
Okay. What was the, was there anything awkward?
No.
By the way, you got something here.
Hello.
Just kidding.
Just joking.
I'm like, no way.
No, it looked like you guys were having fun.
Yeah, there was not one awkward moment. It was great.
My man.
Yeah, we're good.
And there will be a second date.
There will be a second date. Absolutely.
So he's all in, and then we got her impressions.
Hey, what did you learn about Moog that you didn't already know?
We talked a little bit about past, like, Tinder dates and things like that went wrong.
So you feel like you're not as scandalous as the last Tinder dates?
I think it could go a lot better than the past. I think the bar has been set, and I can definitely exceed that.
Were there any awkward moments?
I don't think so. I mean, not beyond, like, the kind of typical, other than, like, this being a little bit atypical of a situation. But I think that actually the, like, weirdness has helped it.
Will there be a second date?
Definitely. I hope so. I think so. I'm pretty sure.
You feel really confident in yourself?
I'm feeling pretty confident.
We love this girl.
I think I nailed it.
We love this girl.
Well, we do love this girl, and so does John Moog. You guys have said that already, haven't you, Stace?
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting all, like, misty-eyed listening to this.
Aww. Us too. So it is, and how long has it been now? Year?
We're going on, like, 10 months since it's all started, this crazy ride has started.
10 months, and it's long.
And it's long.
And now... It just, man, I'm getting a little worked up about this.
Yeah.
Today, actually, no, I'm good with this because I'm so proud. It's the final show for John Moog on 98.5 KLUC. Now, I realize we've said this twice before. I realize that we've been down this path twice before. But you and I haven't really talked about it, John, but I really think this is, like, this is the one. She's the one. This is the one. The job's the one. The place the one. I think it's awesome, man. Yeah, I think so. Do you have a place to live yet?
Yes.
You found
finally locked in as of yesterday.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Good job.
And now here's the question. What happens? Do you leave like tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Is Stacey going with you?
Yes. She's going to fly back on Sunday night, though. It's going to be a bit of a transition period, I guess you could say.
Wow. Yeah, I still have a year and a half. I'm in, you know, getting my PhD. I still have a year and a half of school. So I am working on changing my schedule a little bit to be able to spend some more time in San Diego, but... Ooh. Crap.
Yeah, it was going to come out eventually.
I was just hoping I didn't do it.
I was wondering if I already had.
Anyway,
whatever.
Amarillo,
whatever.
Like
you said.
Tulsa.
So anyway, so I'm working on spending more time there, and it'll be a little bit before I can follow him.
By the way, why is this such a big secret?
I was asked not to to share where I was going.
Fair enough. Well, you really didn't.
No, you didn't.
Really didn't.
Yeah,
it's fine. Well, I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So you're going to transferring schools is not an option for you.
No, I've spent 5 years in this program, so I cannot stop now.
Yeah. And a year and a half
journey.
Well, Spence, you spent a year apart from your wife.
I was going to say, Stacey and Moog, if you need any advice on long distance relationship, my wife left me and went to Maui for a year, and we traveled every other month. I flew to Maui, which, oh boy, that was awful.
We joke about
it. Just struggle,
awful.
Right?
We joke about, that she left him. She didn't really leave him. She just had a chance to work. And I know what you're trying to say, but you're going to give the wrong impression.
But she came back. You know, that's the whole thing about letting them go and they come back. He's just shaking his head over there, irritated. It's awesome. So if you need any tips, hey, here's the main thing. Talk to each other every day. FaceTime, do whatever. That's my advice, whether you want it or not.
Well, the thing is, it's not like it's a long drive. And the other thing is, you know, with the way she's setting up her schedule, it's not like we'll be able to spend several days at a time together a lot of the time, not just like a weekend. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool. And that drive is shorter than the flight that you would take when Spence was going back and forth.
Yeah, definitely.
So this is, Kayla?
Stacey, when you get done with your program, will you move to where John is at?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm trying to get an internship there. Like, I cannot wait to join him.
So this is happening. This is happening.
John Moog, save for that ring, man. Oh, Lord. Like, you guys are going
to... Oh, who are you talking to? I'm never getting married.
No, I'm encouraging them to get married. I'm not going to get married.
Save for that ring.
I'm telling you, you know how Facebook, like, creeps on what you search and stuff and what you talk about and all those kind of things? Facebook is constantly recommending rings and those kinds of things. it's fake.
Wow. So the last Moog mating and I made Moog promise this the other day. If there's an engagement-y announcement or a pregnant it is.
Yeah. If you succumb to Facebook's pressure.
Yeah, whatever. If there's another big milestone, will you leave? Because family's still family.
Yeah, we'll let you know for sure.
God, I'm honestly flashing back to the old building that, God, how old were you when you came here?
19.
Yeah, I was thinking that. You're not even 20 yet.
Dude.
Yeah. Well,
the most famous guy to ever come out of El Dorado High School.
Yeah. Him and professional football star Steven Jackson.
Okay, second most famous.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I was just going to take the compliment.
Yeah. Not nearly as successful, by the way, either. But still second most famous.
Well,
yeah, he's not nearly as successful.
Right.
He wasn't able to leave twice and come back.
This is true.
He wasn't able to. Well, Stacey, we love you. Please stay in touch.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much. You know, I met an amazing man through this show, and I love you guys, and I wouldn't have been possible without you guys.
I
thank you.
No, we thank the world of you. This sucks right now. I'm a puddle on the floor.
But you know what? It makes it easier. So if somehow they do break up when John Moog has moved away, we still get Stacey in the breakup.
Duh. Yeah. You know what? That's perfect. That's a win. Nice silver lining. And seriously, Moog, we're super proud of you. Super proud.
Thank you guys for everything. And thanks for the whole Moog meeting thing. Look how it's turned out.
So everybody call 98.5 KLUC this afternoon and tell John Moog how much you love him as he heads off on exciting new adventures. And I'm pretty sure he's not coming back this time.
Yes.
Yes. All right, you guys, have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right,
we'll see you. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hang up. I just don't want to.
That's such a nice story.
Such a sentimental dork.
It's such a good love story.
And you know what's funny is I have friends all the time. Same thing with you, Chet and Kayla. Hey, that thing was all set up, right?
Oh, yeah. No.
Every ounce of it has been actually honest and real, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, and let that be a lesson to you, other radio shows. It's honest and real. It seems to work out.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
How's this for good feeling? Vegas Golden Knights against Ottawa tonight at T-Mobile.
Yes, sir.
Rugby Sevens begins at Sam Boyd Stadium. NASCAR Trucks tonight at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Just to start the huge sports weekend in Las Vegas. And a big fat bribe with another code word coming up at 7:30 with a shot at $1,000 and Spence's challenge worth almost $2,000. It's ridiculous.
It's overwhelming.
And then there's this. Why are we yelling?
I don't know.
Then there's a 45-year-old guy in England. His name is Pete Bridgman. His wife, Debbie, has been battling stage 2 breast cancer. So, to support her, he wore a pink wig in the style of a bob.
Okay.
A pink wig every day for 3 straight months.
That's funny.
Debbie ordered it online for herself on a whim. Then one of Pete's friends offered him money if he wore it. So, his buddy bet him 20 pounds. And Pete said, sure. So after that, Pete started wearing it to raise money for charity. And in 3 months, from November through January, he raised about $5,000. Huh. And again, he wore it every day.
That is so sweet. Normal.
And he even wore it for their wedding back in December. Debbie had to wear a wig because of her chemo. So he decided to wear his wig too, even in their wedding pictures.
That's funny.
Pete said he started losing his hair when he was 17, so it was kind of fun to have hair again, even though it was pink. He didn't care. And the best news is, Debbie is on the road to recovery. She has to get a shot every 3 weeks and take special chemo pill or whatever for the next 5 years, but she is done with all of her other wonderful cancer treatment.
That is so great.
Sure is so great, and that's why it's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
All right, David the Show Killer, who is our contestant today?
That would be P1 Fet Bopanavam from Southwest.
Look who got back through.
I know.
All right, Fett, how many times?
This is my 5th time. I'm hoping I won't be 0-5.
Really quick, have to let everybody know that Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Challenger School. Start early, start right. Challenger School, open enrollment happening now. So, Fett, you know how it goes. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jam Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not today.
Nope.
Not you. Ain't got any time for that. By the way, Demi Lovato tickets for tomorrow night and maybe a chance to go backstage as well if you can tie them in. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. So, Fett.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. A new report ranks which state last in quality of life?
California.
What credit report company had nearly 150 million people affected by a 2017 breach?
Equifax.
Ireland Baldwin just did a nude ad just like her mom, Kim Basinger. Who's the ad for?
Sports Illustrated.
The next Avengers movie is called Blank War.
War?
And top NFL prospect Billy Price got injured at the combine, causing concern. What college was he a 2-time All-American at? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Oklahoma?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
I was scared for you. She got 2, but it was the first 2.
Oh.
And I was like, oh boy, here we go. You'll need 3 to keep the money safe. You'll need 3 to make Fett go down for the 5th time.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how she keeps getting in. She does. Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go, sir. A new report ranks which state last in quality of life?
Mississippi.
What credit report company had nearly 150 million people affected by a 2017 breach?
That's Equifax.
Ireland Baldwin did a nude ad just like her mom Kim Basinger. What's the ad for?
PETA.
The next Avengers movie is blank or?
It's Infinity War.
Top NFL prospect Billy Price got injured at the Combine, causing concern. What college was he a two-time All-American at?
Ohio State.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
Well, let's see how we did. Is two enough to get the big jackpot? A new report ranks which state last in quality of life? Fett said.
California.
Spence said.
Mississippi.
Yeah, and we already said that Fett got the first two.
Yep.
California. Last in quality of life. Ah! But that's why you came here, right?
Right.
Right. What credit report company had nearly 150 million people affected by a 2017 breach? Fett said.
Equifax.
Spence said.
Equifax.
Equifax.
Yakasha.
Nice.
I say Equifax. But I also say coupon, and a lot of people say coupon. So I don't know. Doesn't matter. But it's 2-1 for Fett. Ireland Baldwin did a nude ad, just like her mom, Kim Basinger. What's the ad for? Fett said.
Sports Illustrated.
It's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
Spence said.
PETA.
PETA.
Booyah! Booyah!
Tied at 2. The next Avengers movie is Blank War. Fett said.
War of Wars.
War of Wars. War of Wars. Spence said.
Infinity War.
Infinity War. Good one, dude.
Yeah, booyah. Booyah. Booyah.
Impressive. 3-2, Spence. And top NFL prospect Billy Price got injured at the Combine, causing concern. They're calling it a incomplete pectoral tear.
Ah.
Yuck.
Right?
Yuck. Gross. Hurt himself doing the bench press thing.
Oh.
So shouldn't be a bad thing. They say it's not bad. It's easily fixable.
Okay.
But anyway, this dude's kind of a big deal. And what college was he a two-time All-American at? Fett said?
Oklahoma.
Spence said?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State University. Spence needed 3, and he got 1.
Booyah!
And
yeah.
2, yeah. And 3, booyah. And 4.
Booyah!
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, we forgot something, didn't we?
98.5 KLUC. It's the big,
big, fat
ride.
So sorry, if you would like your shot at $1,000, do this.
Text the word V-Volume, V-O-L-U-M-E, to 72881.
Try and get yourself $1,000. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Message and data rates may apply. We'll text you back to confirm entry. For rules or to enter online, visit KLUC.com for this national contest. Text now and good luck from 98.5 KLUC. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's do this. David the Show Killer, who's on the phone?
Sandra Ayala from Green Valley.
Sandra, this is good. Demi Lovato and DJ Khaled tomorrow night at MGM.
Yay!
Yes!
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Is it true that I might get to go backstage, too? Why, yes, it is, Sandra. It is so true. Well, that's amazing. I'm going to take somebody I really care about to go.
Like who, Sandra?
I don't know. Maybe I'm some random dude. Here's my number. Call me.
No.
What? I'm sorry, what? Oh, are you there now?
Yes, I am here.
Well, I think we've already covered your part of this, yeah. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm just helping out my son at school. That's why.
Man, I'm telling you what. This show's got the Spacey vibe around it today. Just a little bit. This show's got, it just got a little bit of a Spacey vibe. Do you have a second, though?
Yes.
Literally just a half a second. Because
yeah, I do.
As you may well know, do you know what happens next on Fridays? every Friday after Spence's challenge, but before Spence's song of the week. Spence.
Yeah.
After Spence's challenge and before Spence's song of the week, do you know what happens?
Is it Kayla's joke of the week?
Uh-huh. Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. But
yes.
So here's what we do, though, is that we take our winner from Spence's challenge, and then we try out some of the jokes that didn't make the cut.
Okay, let's see. I want to try. I like her jokes, all of them.
Don't encourage this. I don't know.
I feel so bad every time you guys tell her it wasn't a good joke, especially Spence. I cracked up at all of her jokes.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I wasn't feeling real confident. You're playing
right into our evil plan. But just, you know, I don't mean to pull back the curtain too far, but you're playing right into our evil plan. So, Kayla, here are the jokes that didn't make the cut.
Okay. Why can't you use the word beef stew as a password?
Why can't you use the word beef stew as a password?
It's not stroganoff.
Really, Sandra?
Sandra, come on. You're better than that.
Everything I'm telling you.
It's not stroganoff. You... Well, that one didn't make the cut. Well, okay, what else you got that didn't make the cut?
Okay, I have another one. Just one more that was like, I don't know. This is on the fence.
This is the last one?
This is the last one, okay. How do you make holy water?
How do you make holy... Oh, yeah, no, go ahead. You ask her. How do you make holy water?
I don't know. How do you?
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. Sandra, have fun at Demi Lovato tomorrow night. Hang on 1 second. Kayla, super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. For real. Coming up next after Bruno and Cardi.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Also, Spence's song of the week is coming up in just a moment. Spence said, I have a prediction. And he kind of looked slyly across the room. And I said, don't say another word until we're on the air. So what is this prediction? Oh, boy. We're not going to like it, are we?
You, I'm not sure, but I think at the very end, you are going to bend over, curl over with laughter.
Okay. With laughter.
Yeah, as opposed to the other way. Yeah.
Am I going to be grossed out?
No, it's not gross.
What's the title of the song, of this masterpiece?
White windowless van.
Oh, no. Eesh.
You're going to love it. Oh, it's good, Davey. Show killer. You're going to dig it.
On the surface, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. No, by the way, it's not going
to
sound good.
I can see moms with their kids going to school right now just turning their radio.
It's perfectly harmless.
Yeah, in your mind.
Yeah. Ah, trust me, it's perfectly harmless and funny.
It's like Kayla when she goes, well, there's not a problem. I don't know if guys find yoga pants sexy. That's guys who do that. That's their
You're
problem.
You're sexualizing it. We're not sexualizing
it. You're sexualizing it. Yes, I am.
Just not staring too long. What? Don't look away. Look away.
Not staring at all.
Don't stare.
Not staring at all.
Yeah, white windowless van. Coming up next.
Oh, man. Well, can't wait for that. Yeah. Let's give it a big thumbs up, everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Lasso will like it.
Oh, yeah. Lasso will love it.
You two 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
You two.
Because
that's what you two nerds do after it's over. Actually, you're the. Do his laugh.
It's him. It's not even me. It's him. That doesn't even sound like me.
You know, I hadn't heard you in a minute. It was kind of bad, actually.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you need to work on that.
That might have been the best one ever. Anyway, Spence's Song of the Week is coming up. But first, Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. And here's Kayla.
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name's called?
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name is called? What's the band called?
Algorithms.
Oh, I like the stroganoff bit better.
Yeah, tell the stroganoff one again.
Yeah, recover.
Tell that one.
I don't care.
You don't have it?
No, I do. I'm just laughing. I'm sorry.
Algorithms? You love it because it's a math joke?
It's a math joke. It rhymes it, yeah.
Caleb's super fantastic. Happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Usually it's Kayla's joke that's against our better judgment, but... Well, today, ladies and gentlemen, another exclusive presentation of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Expenses.
Song.
Of the week. Not really sure about this, but here's your boy Spence.
This is called White Windowless Van.
White windowless van, driven by a white man, headed to the park. White windowless van, what is your plan? Park there after dark. Maybe he sells surplus plumbing supplies. Could be on a stakeout with the FBI. White windowless van, driven by a white man, came out and said hi. White windowless van told me his name was Stan, said he had kittens inside. Kittens, I love kittens, I let out a shout. He said, shut the door behind you, don't let the kittens out.
Hey, there aren't any kittens in here.
Stupid. Stupid. And how old are you in this song?
What?
Never mind. I don't want to know. It's Spence's song of the week.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Maybe the show killer. Who's contestant number one?
That's Stacey August.
So, Stacey, what's your buzzer going to be today?
Kapow.
Okay. Contestant two?
Kelly Ahmed.
What's your buzzer, Kelly?
Reading.
Awesome. Kayla, question one.
Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway are getting a second chance at this year's Oscars to announce which award, actor in a leading role, best picture, or actress in a leading role?
Kapow. Actress in a leading
role. Stacey.
Best picture?
Is it best picture? Yes, it is. Kelly, we would remind you that you need to buzz in.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Start blurting stuff out like second grade.
Taylor Swift confirmed Charlie XCX and who will be opening her Reputation tour. Haley Steinfeld, Camila Cabello, or...
Stacey.
Camila Cabello.
Is it Camila Cabello? Yes.
Good job, buddy.
2-0. Stacey. As we head into the all-important third and final question, did you guys hear the story of the guy who, just outside Philly, was with some friends at West Virginia University last weekend? Got so drunk, he blacked out, and he wanted to go back to where his friends were, which wasn't very far. But because he lives just outside Philly, in New Jersey, that's where the Uber took him, and he passed out in the Uber. Oh, and oops. Also got Uber XL, which like doubled his bill. He accidentally took a passed out 300-mile, $1,600 Uber ride.
Oh my
to God. New Jersey. So therefore, the all-important third and final question will be worth 1,600 drunk passed out points.
Only a few weeks after giving birth, who was showing off her flat, flat stomach on Snapchat yesterday? Kylie Jenner, supermodel Bahati Prinsloo, or Kim Kardashian?
Kapow.
Stacey, for the sweep and the win.
Kylie Jenner.
Is it Kylie Jenner? You already know. I'm not even going to mess around.
Dominant.
Congratulations. Wow, Kelly, what happened?
I'm so sad.
Kelly, stay here. Don't be sad, because even sometimes when you lose, you still win. So, Stacey, you get your choice. VIP tickets to Variety Salutes Hollywood, the Oscar viewing party at the Palms, or advanced screening tickets to Wrinkle in Time, or tickets to the Mob Museum and Crime Lab experience. That is the choice, right, Davey?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Good. What are you choosing?
I'm going to go with Wrinkle in Time.
We're going to give you the advanced Wrinkle in Time tickets. Kelly, you get next choice.
What were the other two choices?
Mob Museum or Variety Sleuth Hollywood, the Oscar viewing party?
The Oscar viewing party.
Well, we will do that. Open bar and food from DWB.
Yay,
so it's lovely.
All right.
And then I'll see you there because I host this soiree. So.
All right.
So that'll be interesting. I'm going to change in my car after leaving NASCAR.
Baby wipes?
And it might not be the same. It might not be full tux this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying. So everybody wins, but only one can be the champion. And that's Stacey, today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
My friend Andy fired a preemptive strike at Jacob. Fired a preemptive strike. Uh-oh. Jacob Toronto's here from ChasingCinema.com.
What's going on,
what
guys?
He goes,
don't listen to him. No matter what he says, Death Wish was awesome and Bruce rocked.
Who's this?
My friend Andy. You know
Hello,
what? She's
Andy.
The voice of the people. She's the voice of real people, not stuffy critics like you.
Oh, sure.
And this is why, and honestly, this is why we like Jacob, because he doesn't want to be a critic. He just is. You know what I mean? This is why we like him.
He loves all things cinema.
Yes, yeah.
He's immersed in it.
You're not uppity about
no,
this.
No. I definitely try not to be uppity, but I always get the, you know, feedback that critics are critics and yada yada, but, you know.
Well, they,
we had this conversation like you with radio shows. I'm sure you could listen to a radio show that everyone likes and be like, oh,
horrible.
This doesn't sound that great. Or, oh, this is it. Yeah.
No, I'm horrible about
it. It's something you know very well. It's easy to pick apart.
Yeah, I know. And I'm awful about it. And then, oh, my God. And then I listen to this show and I want to slip my wrist.
No.
It's true.
No,
Kayla knows. Kayla knows. I quit. Yeah. I'm holding you guys down. Spence is like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You're talking about me holding you down.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Holding you back.
Sure.
So, with that in mind, which do you want to go for? We're already on the subject. Death Wish.
Six
words for Death Wish. Here we go.
For your friend, Andy, death is not a bad alternative.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Why? She says Bruce rocked it.
And that's so funny because I'm such a John McClane fan, right? Like, I'm a huge fan of Bruce Willis, but he is not good in this movie. I think the problem here lies in the fact that part of this movie wants to be gung-ho, funny, John McClane, I'm gonna teach these bad guys a lesson, and then the other half is Bruce Willis lamenting and having this whole horrible time accepting what happened to his daughter and his wife, yet in those scenes, he is awful. It feels like a school play, and I'm usually not one to pick apart Bruce like that.
From what I heard from the publicity leading up,
yes,
was the whole idea, though, was they were trying to show both sides.
Yeah.
Is he a good guy or is he a bad guy?
Well, no, that's there. But it's not even the fact that if he's a good guy or a bad guy. It's just when he's the gunslinging, you know, bad guy punishing dude, it's fun and it's funny and guys' heads are blown off and everyone's laughing. But then when he's crying about his daughter, it's just not believable. And he just doesn't do a very good job. He definitely phoned it in.
For some of us that haven't seen the original Death Wish,
yes,
will I like this Death Wish?
I think because you've seen movies in your life, depending. Like, this is Taken. This is John Wick. But John Wick is creative. It's stylish. It's the same thing. There's a man who's been wronged, and he takes the law into his own hands. We've seen this all the way back in, you know, his film, you know, started in America. But I just don't think Death Wish brings anything new or charismatic enough to bother. But I will say I wasn't a fan of the original either.
Being that he's 62... him eating onion rings is a death wish.
This is true. And it's just a really political movie.
It's funny.
Like, this movie,
Spence would love it,
beats you over the head with its politics. And, you know, obviously we're kind of at a time right now where this country is having this whole argument about what this movie really is kind of revolving around. And that's, you know, gun ownership and things like that. And this movie just kind of really goes to an unbelievable level of just beating you over the head with its politics.
Like
soapboxy. And I'm like, and it doesn't matter what the politics are, but I don't ever want to be preached to. Like, just be subtle, be creative. And this is how this movie feels.
It's even a buddy of mine, he goes, I like Black Panther. And he goes, I know people, if I said this outwardly, that people would call me horrible things. He goes, but I just don't like being preached to.
Yeah.
I think Black Panther
wasn't that soapboxy.
No, me neither.
Right. But he was very subtle.
Like, Death Wish is like beat you over the head with their politics.
No, I get it. I get it. But like, that's what I was saying. He was just that sensitive to it. I was like, geez.
I get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you mad at me? And I'm like, no, I'm not mad at
you. You know, and I think a lot. Go on.
finish.
Well, I think a lot of people are talking about how, you know, it's just kind of the timing also doesn't help for this movie. There's just a lot of factors that are not working in favor for it.
Got it. How many popcorn?
One popcorn.
Quickly to Red Sparrow.
Sorry, Andy. Red Sparrow, another disappointment.
Six words?
No, six words for Red Sparrow. I saw it super late last night, and I wasn't able to think of a creative six words
here,
for
here
it.
Here you go. Jennifer Lawrence is hot and whatnot.
This is true. But yeah, this is, again, a movie that we've all seen. The femme fatale Russian spy with double, triple, quadruple agents and just trying to figure out that big twist ending. It's just really long, 2.5 hours. No need to be that long. It tries to be very artistic and kind of a step above because the guy who did it also made Hunger Games. But this movie just feels like it's reaching. And there's no chemistry between Jennifer Lawrence and Joel Edgerton, who's supposed to be like the reason why she would turn, you know, against the Russians, because mm-hmm. she's a Russian spy. He's an American spy. And it just kind of goes downhill from there.
How is her accent?
Everyone's accent wasn't that great. Jeremy Irons, who plays also a Russian intelligence person, doesn't even really bother to put in an accent. He just kind of sticks to his guns. But Jennifer Lawrence is comes and goes.
When you see the trailer for that movie, I went, Jennifer Lawrence is kind of off-putting, which is weird because I dig her.
Yeah.
Oh, but, see, I saw that trailer and I've been so excited for it to come out because of her specifically in it.
So it's still Dump Must.
It's still Dump Must. I think she's all right in it, but definitely not anywhere near what she's been able to bring to a film before. But I think it's more of the content than her in this case.
Popcorns for Red Sparrow?
I'd give that probably a 2 popcorn.
Oh, man.
I'd be nice.
Wow. So if you've got to choose, go see Red Sparrow.
Yeah, just because I think
go see Black Panther again.
Go see Black Panther again on screen.
That's what I was going to say.
Absolutely. Go catch the Oscar movies that are going to be in theaters this weekend before Sunday.
And Andy responds with your assessment of Death Wish with some valid points. But I respectfully disagree. ChasingCinema.com. That's where you can find our buddy Jacob Toronto. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
Hey, if you end up going to a frog jumping contest in California this weekend, just be aware that there is a law on the books in the great golden state of California that if a frog does in fact happen to die during a frog jumping contest, that you are not allowed to eat said frog.
Oh, man.
My mom was heavily involved in the big contest in Calaveras County. It's a big frog jumping contest.
Oh, yeah,
contest.
Big deal. Yeah. Big deal. And the arm wrestling in Petaluma.
Oh, my God, that was huge back in the day.
Almost every single airline requires the pilot and the co-pilot to eat different meals just in case there's been a little snafu with the food.
That's smart.
That is.
Oh, right? Very yeah. smart.
Eating ice cream will actually make your body temperature hotter, not colder. Oh, it's summertime. I'm eating ice cream. So refreshing. It's cooling me down. No, it's not.
That's why they say drink room temperature water if you're working out. Don't drink the cold water because it does the same thing. Their body tries to heat the water up.
Well, in this case, it's your body is actually trying to take care of the fat content.
Okay.
The temperature is also a factor, yeah. But the fat content in the ice cream is the bigger thing. Warren Buffett, as you may know, do you know the story about Warren Buffett and his house?
No.
Still lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska that he bought in 1958. And he bought that house for $31,500.
Oh, my God.
Today, wow. That house is worth $700,000, which is a pretty good chunk.
Yeah.
However, Warren Buffett is worth $90 billion.
What did he say?
But he likes what he likes, and he's just staying there.
That's
cool.
You didn't know that from before?
I had no idea.
Oh, good. I'm glad I did it then. Because I almost didn't, because I thought, well, everybody knows that. Well, I'm glad I was wrong.
I just always pictured him in like some giant mansion on some acreage nobody knows about.
My thought with this house, too, and I don't believe I've ever seen a picture. What's security like there?
Right.
Yeah. Homeboy's worth $90 billion. I can't imagine it's like, you know, like one of those old school ones you'll see over there in any of the older neighborhoods here in town where the house is right there on the street.
Yeah.
It's just an old ranch style house.
Warren Buffett's is? You've seen pictures?
Yeah, I've seen a picture of it, yeah.
How do they keep folks out?
I didn't, they have a moat. I think they have a moat.
Good, alligators. That would be good.
Yeah.
The foreign country that the U.S. imports the most oil from is... Kayla?
India.
No. Davey?
Is it Middle East?
No. Huh. That's not a country.
Well, I know. I was just asking if it was in that.
No. It's like Spence. It's like Canada or something weird.
It is Canada.
Really? Oh, you could have won $100.
Canada. Yeah, you should have bet.
I wasn't although I don't sure, know who was, but I, yeah, what,
I don't know who was paying out the $100. It wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
The greatest person in the world.
I'm just going to do this. I've always said my dream for this bit has been for people to be actively involved in the greatest person in the world. Andrea Marie sent a private message to the Chet Buchanan Show Facebook and said, I know Route 91 was a while ago, but my friend Chris came back into the chaos to get me home safely. However, once he got there, there were four or five other people that were shot and needed medical attention. He unselfishly put them into his new car, quote unquote, new car, and transported them to Desert Springs. He is an amazing, selfless person that, in my opinion, is the greatest person in the world, or at least one of them. And I know that this is a little late, but would you mind? I absolutely would not.
Of course.
So Andrea Marie's friend, Chris, heck yeah. And you know what? Better late than never, because we're all still Vegas strong.
Yeah.
And you just might be.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Kayla, you're next.
I co-signed. That was mine.
Oh,
so.
Great.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Spence. My Uncle Chris turns 60 today, and the only reason I bring him up is my mom and dad divorced when I was 7, and my mom raised 4 of us pretty much on her own. So my uncle was kind of like my dad. My mom and her brother are pretty tight. So when he came back from the Air Force, he kind of lived with us off and on, and if there wasn't much going to be under the Christmas tree, I always knew my uncle would come through with something. I remember vividly when I got Electronic Battleship. And you know what was cool about Electronic Battleship is you punched in the coordinates and that made the noise, you know. Mm-hmm. You sank my battleship! I remember, and how he did it was he only wrapped up a thing of batteries. And I remember opening up this thing of batteries going, trying to be polite, you know, like my mom taught me.
Like, oh,
to
be great. Polite.
So I remember having that look on my face like, this is awesome. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Unc.
Batteries.
Appreciate the batteries. And then he busted out this game.
Oh.
So he was always, he's as much of my dad as my dad wasn't.
You guys take a trip together too? Did he go with you on
Yeah,
that
we
one?
Took him, we took my mom and him to England one
That's
year.
That's awesome.
And, what's really cool, and you'll know about this when you do something for family, it's one of the favorite trip of his life. I mean, we will sit around and he will talk about just little things. And so blessed and thankful that I was able to do that.
Yep.
Not that he didn't help pay his own way. He's got a job. But he's a special man and a special, you know, part of my life. So, Unc, you is...
Should have gone last.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, is it Derek Jeter's birthday?
No. You know what? I missed one yesterday. It was Bieber's birthday yesterday.
But
as you guys know,
Greatest interview in the history of this show.
We got to pull that up again.
Every now and then, I have somebody bring that up. The Bieber interview that I did and whatever
know where
year that
is.
Was. Oh, God. That was years ago.
No, we need to do a flashback thing and play that because
no, that's
is
your
the
mission. You have to
best.
Find that before the end of the show today.
Okay.
So is it Bieber?
No, it's not. I don't have the name of this guy because he didn't want to give his identity out. But there's a guy that lives in North Carolina that won $200,000 playing the South Carolina Education Lottery jackpot. So basically, what he does, he crosses over the border into South Carolina from North Carolina once a week, and he goes and buys a lottery ticket. So he happened to use his wife's fortune cookie numbers on Valentine's Day and won $200,000.
That's cool.
Nice.
Here's the cool part. They asked him what he plans on doing with the money, and his wife has plans to retire, but he wants to help her retire sooner than she expected. That's what he's going to use the money for.
Aww.
For her.
That's cool.
So this dude in North Carolina, you is?
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, David, the show killer, let's put a bow on this thing. Who's on the phone?
Susan Hernandez from the Southwest.
Hello, Susan Hernandez from the Southwest.
Good morning.
Hi. Pleased to be listening to this from earlier in the show today. Kayla's super fantastic happy time. Greatest joke ever of the week. And here's Kayla.
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name's called?
Al Gore is starting a new band. Guess what the band's name is called? What is it, Susan?
Algorithm.
Is it Algorithms? What's the band called?
Algorithms.
Oh, man. She loses it again.
I know. That's double it's
her own joke.
It's funny.
Why is it so funny?
Why is water wet?
Algorithms. Like,
I mean, I get it. Yeah, I get what you did there.
She enjoys math.
It's a math joke. That's really it.
That's what math it is. Joke. I don't know. I thought it was hilarious when I heard it.
Susan, we're getting you a pair of tickets to explore the Mob Museum's new crime lab experience only at themobmuseum.com. So enjoy that, all right?
Thank you so much.
Have a lovely weekend. Man, Golden Knights tonight. Are you going tonight?
No.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I want to go, but
sorry, buddy.
I don't have a ticket.
I was going to say, look for the
I keep going on
number 98 like, jersey.
I'm not spending $100. Do not spend $150. Do not spend $150 on a ticket.
Rugby Sevens begins today. If you're going to NASCAR this weekend, hit me on social, either on Twitter or on Facebook, and I'll come and see you.
Okay.
Or at least if I can, I'll try. If you're going, so tonight is trucks. Tomorrow is the Xfinity race. Sunday, Monster Energy Cup. I'm doing all the awesome driver intros, all the pre-race.
Very
and
cool.
All of the victory lanes. So I'm there all day, and there's time in between while the race. I mean, I kind of got to pay attention because I got to ask the guy in victory lane like three questions, so I kind of got to know what happened.
Okay.
But other than that, you know, let's hang out. Other than that, we'll meet back here. Anybody else have anything they need to plug?
Nope.
No. We're doing a St. Baldrick's thing with our buddies down at McMullen's on Saturday night. Everybody's welcome. It's a great time. It's a great charity. And I think you're going to be hanging out as well, yeah?
Yeah, as soon as I can get there from NASCAR. Yeah.
So we'll be there. If you want to come out and have a drink, I'll be there.
Hey, okay. I'm not putting any more hot sauce on this than it is, but it's where I met my wife. I'm just saying.
Oh, hey.
I found a good one at St. Baldrick's. So, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Go Knights, go!
Go Knights, go!
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.